It's 5:20, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Wednesday, December 10th, on 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna, listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, state lawmakers review their year in music. But first, the city of Kenai may become the latest peninsula government to move its local election day from October to November. The move would keep city and Kenai Peninsula borough elections aligned, saving some money. During a work session last week, city council members were for it, but under the city charter, residents have to make the change through a ballot question, which means holding a special election or waiting until next October's regular election. Kenai City Clerk Shelley Sainer is in charge of running city elections. She says without the change, the regular elections would cost about $33,000 to run. Realigning the city's election with the boroughs would slash the cost of regular elections to about a third of that.
It was a convenience, and it was also a cost savings to the city because we got the ballot quantity printing discount that the borough was getting when they ordered it. They used their equipment to program our elections, and it was an overall convenience for everybody within the borough and the city to do this together.
Holding a special election would cost the city about $25,000. Deborah Sonart is one of multiple city council members who favors that.
It's just cost prohibitive to try and run $32,000 and upwards on our own year after year.
At the borough level, the change to November was popular. Almost two-thirds of borough voters supported it on their ballots in October, their last October ballots. Most voters in Kenai Precinct supported that move too. The ballot question was the result of a citizen initiative. Proponents wanted to align local elections with state and federal elections, which they think would help boost notoriously low local turnout. The Soldotna City Council recently voted on their own to bump the city's elections to November 2. Soldotna doesn't require a ballot question to make the date change. Although Kenai City Council members generally favored a special election, that won't become official until the council passes legislation setting that date. The federal government's official name for North America's tallest peak is Mount McKinley. At a U.S. Senate hearing Tuesday, Alaska's senior senator argued that it shouldn't be. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
President Trump changed the mountain's name on day one of his second term with an executive order entitled Restoring Names That Honor American Greatness. But Senator Lisa Murkowski is trying to re-restore a much older name.
We have called it this mountain, Denali, in Alaska for decades, generations. The Koyukon Athabascan have called it, referred to it as Denali for millennia.
Murkowski has sponsored a bill that would nullify Trump's executive order as it applies to the mountain and change the official name back to Denali, often translated as the Great One. At the hearing, she said Alaskans feel strongly about it.
This is about respecting the original stewards of the land who gave this fitting name.
President William McKinley has no particular connection to Alaska and never visited. A prospector named the mountain for him, and it stuck for the rest of the 20th century, despite a petition from the state of Alaska in the 1970s in favor of Denali. The Alaska delegation to Congress sponsored Denali bills year after year, but the delegation from McKinley's home state, Ohio, blocked them. President Obama finally stepped in and ordered the name changed in 2015. That held for a decade until Trump changed it back. Murkowski says her Denali bill is not meant to diminish President McKinley or his contributions to the country. And she says he won't go unhonored.
You've got the McKinley National Memorial, the National McKinley Birthplace Memorial, the McKinley Presidential Library and Museum. You've got statues in Ohio, Hawaii, Illinois, among others. So this is nothing against our former president.
An Interior Department witness at the hearing said the administration opposes the name restoration because it conflicts with Trump's executive order on the mountain's name. Senator Dan Sullivan co-sponsored Murkowski's bill, as did three Democratic senators. It could be negotiated into a package of bills containing the home state priorities of other senators. But if Trump insists on keeping the name McKinley, it's not clear a sufficient number of Republicans in Congress would cross him. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
And finally, it's that time of year. Time for snow, holiday shopping, and of course, end-of-year top 10 lists. Last week, Spotify, Apple Music, and other music apps gave users their top songs, artists, and genres of the year. That got Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone wondering, what did state lawmakers have on their playlist this year?
For some people, maybe a lot of people, music is one of those things that, you know, helps you get in touch with what you're feeling. At least that's what Democratic Anchorage State Representative Genevieve Mina says she got out of the more than 19,000 minutes she spent listening to Spotify this year.
I guess my relationship with music is being able to just tap into emotions that I love to feel and to process. And I think that's important, especially, you know, in a role where you have to present yourself in a specific way.
At the top of Mina's list was the song Juno by Claro, a little indie pop with some R&B undertones. She says she loves the way the song swells in the middle.
I definitely put that album on repeat a lot at the beginning of the year. And I mean, all of the songs are just like, they're very romantic, they're very lovey-dovey. And so it's just like a good, easy listening album.
And looking back at some of her top songs of the year, she says a theme emerged.
I feel like it's a bit of I'm about to turn 30, feminine angst and ennui. So you have your Adrian Lenker, you have your Claro, you've got like the sad Charlie XCX like introspective song on her Brad album.
I think about it all the time, that I might run out of time, but I finally met my baby, and the baby might be mine.
There isn't quite so much feminine angst and ennui in Tok Republican Senator Mike Kroc's Spotify Wrapped. Instead, what Spotify calls honky-tonk and southern rock were at the top of the list. Kroc says he listens to all kinds of music, but he consistently returns to some familiar favorites.
There's a lot of the, like, Eagles' greatest hits, Bob Seger's greatest hits.
He says the music he listened to the most this year calls back fond memories, like time at the family cabin after a long day tending traps.
One of my girls would go out, you know, when they were young, we'd have like four cassette tapes. Like the Eagles' greatest hits was one, and Alabama was one.
My life, oh, so right. My Dixieland delight.
But his top song of the year was something a little grungier, a Chris Cornell cover of the song Nothing Compares to You. He says there's something comforting about the classics.
I guess it's kind of soothing in a way to know, you know, security of what you used to listen to all the time.
There is a bit of that in Fairbanks Democratic Representative Ashley Carrick's playlist. There are some familiar millennial anthems, you know, some Neon Trees, a little Florence and the Machine, Lady Gaga, Kesha, but also some newer songs like Yes, I'm a Mess by the band AJR.
Cheers to the front end, cheers to the back end, cheers to the 2010.
There's just like this note of whimsy in these otherwise pretty like serious kind of power you up kind of songs.
Perfect, she says, for going to the gym, walking into work, just a great way to start the day.
I'm a huge fan of like turning my volume up all the way and going outside and just running. You do that for 20 minutes to an hour and you feel like a different person. And I just love that music lets me do that.
Music has this way of creating a moment, and it has a way of revealing who you are when people aren't watching. And I suppose it's only fair that at this point I share my own top song of the year. It was the Kenny Loggins classic Danger Zone. You know, the one from Top Gun. It's not because I'm really into the 80s. I just flew a lot this year. Stay with me here. If you press play right as a plane's engines rev up for takeoff, you'll lift off right around the same time the chorus hits. You know, just like in Top Gun. It's a little moment on every takeoff that reminds me exactly how cool it is that humans can fly. And what that says about me, I'll leave that up to you. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
And that'll be all for tonight's KDLL Evening News. We had help from Liz Ruskin in Washington, D.C., and from Eric Stone in Juneau. You can re-listen to this newscast and find our other stories online at kdll.org. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Have a great night.